Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Welcome to Business Resolutions. This is your host, Jorge Gonzalez. I'm recording today from Queechy, Vermont, at my vacation home here in Queechy. And my special guest is Jimmy Van Kirk. Jimmy, how are you?
I'm doing great, George. Thanks for having me.
Well, Jimmy is the son of my tax partner and one of my best friends who passed away 3 years ago here in the Queechy-Hanover area. I think I was the last person to play golf with him, and it was a shocking death and someone we really missed quite a bit. Not only was Bob my tax partner, but he was the person that I first worked under at McConnell Valdez. A real stickler for the written word and having precise language, and I learned an awful lot from him. From there, I moved on to litigation for a few years and then corporate work, which was my main concentration throughout most of my career at McConnell Valdez. But Bob was a very special person, and he was the person who convinced me to come and look at Queechy, Vermont. He had purchased a place, and he thought it was really perfect for someone like me who played tennis and golf and liked the outdoors. We had in common, Jimmy, he was from Waterloo, New York, the Great Lake area. Excuse me, the Finger Lake area.
Upstate.
The Finger Lake in upstate. Well, I consider that halfway up the state because I grew up for 10 years in the Adirondacks, the Saranac Lake, Lake Placid area.
We went to St. Lawrence.
We went to St. Lawrence. So we had a lot of common in terms of the lake area, the mountains, and Vermont is kind of that atmosphere. A little more sophisticated, more green, sure. And that kind of thing, and not quite away, far away as the Finger Lakes and the Adirondacks.
Civilization, yeah.
More closer to civilization, but it had a lot of the charm of the mountains and the lakes, etc. So we came up, my wife Pinky and I, and we spent some time at his place. I kind of still smile and laugh because I spent more time that first year at his apartment, at your apartment, than he did, because he didn't come at that time. He didn't come during the winter and the spring, and
he never came much in the winter.
Until later on, he started doing it, but for the first 5-6 years, he didn't, and I was an avid skier, and so
remember,
I
remember his knees.
But at that time he was in better shape. It was just he didn't like the winter. And
well, I think my mom didn't.
Your
like
mom
the winter
didn't
almost,
like the winter. And
so
all.
My mom didn't like the winter. He didn't like the winter.
Well, so but he was very special, and I used that first year. I used his apartment more than he did, because I came in the summer, I came in the fall, I came in the winter, I came in the spring, and he sort of said, no, I'd like you to go, because
it gave you time.
No, I got to see it under different seasons and see what Queechy had to offer during those different seasons, and he sort of was very happy because he said gives me a chance to find out if anything is going wrong with
your
apartment.
Your first extended stay in Vermont for such a long time?
Right.
You've never been here before that long?
Not in Vermont. Vermont was new to me at that moment. So he was the one that introduced me to this great place. And I was just saying to you, Jimmy, a few minutes ago that I was reading the history of Queechy and how Queechy Lakes was established. And incredible coincidence, the person who established Queechy Lakes, his name is John Davidson, and he was a graduate of Phillips Andover Academy, where I studied. Mm-hmm. He grew up in Andover, the town of Andover, where Phillips Andover Academy is located. He then went on to Harvard College, which is where I studied. And his idea of Queechy Lakes, the vision, the original vision, was established in 1966, which is when I was graduating from Harvard. And he started buying the land while I was in Harvard Law School there in 67, 68. He had 2,000 acres already purchased and another 1,000 optioned. Wow. And by the time he finished in 71, he had 5,000 acres to establish this resort, an all-season resort with a ski mountain and two golf courses, tennis. About 24 tennis grounds, and a squash court.
So it was fate, pretty much.
What a coincidence, you know, that when I look back at the same time that I was kind of graduating from the schools that he also attended, there he was starting to look for the place, finding Queechee and establishing this community. And incidentally, talking to his wife for a while, he got divorced.
Is he still alive?
He's still alive. He's about 83. He lives in Salem, New Hampshire.
Wow.
And I don't know him, but I talking to his ex-wife, Gigi, was amazed at the enthusiasm, the energy that he had. But he was an entrepreneur, and once he kind of established and organized the place, he kind of got bored. He wasn't very good at administration, and he passed on around 74. He passed on some other things. So he's one of these classic entrepreneurs with an incredible amount of energy and drive to get the thing going. And then once it's established, moves on to other thing. But you're, Jimmy, you're living in Queechee.
I'm living in Queechee.
And I think this interview, the various segments, we're going to go into what I would call the anatomy of a failed partnership.
Exactly.
And it has to do with Jimmy and a partner who's from Puerto Rico.
Business partnership. Because I can have a partnership here in Vermont too. You know?
No, we're talking about a business partnership. So David Diaz. First of all, why did you decide to move to Queechee, Vermont from Puerto Rico?
Well, I went to school in Texas back in the early 80s, and then was in the Air Force. After the Air Force, moved back to Dallas to do some sports marketing and spent a few years there. Moved back to Puerto Rico to do the sports marketing, recruiting, college recruiting, and did it for about 8 years. And I've been back and forth from Puerto Rico and the States, et cetera, et cetera. But,
one foot in each place.
One foot each side. I got to get out of here, come here, and come back. It's for almost 9 years I was in Puerto Rico full time. I'm getting married now in July, so first time
and
in 45.
And a girl from the Ukraine?
From the Ukraine. So can't complain about that. First time.
So you have a foot in another place.
I have a foot in another place. So, and if I behave, I'll put somewhere else.
But you were basically living in two jurisdictions.
Exactly.
Comfortable in both.
Since, you were single and you could move back and forth, it gives it an option. But after my dad passed in 2009, in October, I was wanting probably to go back. Puerto Rico, I love it. It's my home. But I need a little more peace and tranquility, I think. It was tough for me after my dad died a little bit, and I decided maybe we had a place in Vermont, and I would come here. I've been coming here for a long time. I never was here more than a month. Never.
Right.
So 3 weeks at the most was the most I spent here. So I decided, I'm going to go to Vermont and relax and see, maybe look into some opportunities. I want to do a radio show. So I always liked the radio. I did some radio in Puerto Rico with a friend of mine who had an AM station. And
I didn't realize that you were, I could have gone to you for some tips, before I started
and it
the
was,
show.
We had a sports radio show and we did, it was early in the morning. So it was hard to get up at 6 in the morning to do a radio show, but I enjoyed it. I can talk for hours if you let me. And so I decided to come up here. Plus there's some opportunities here with my company in Puerto Rico. They didn't have any offices in Vermont.
This is sporting.
It's called National Scouting Report. Yeah, and I decided maybe I will look into that. But I said I got opportunities here. I got a place to stay. Which is the family's now.
Give it a shot.
Give it a shot. If not, I'm gonna come back.
Okay. Well, let's. Now that you've given it a shot, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And we'll how you established the partnership, how you got together with David.
Perfect.
And we'll next segment we'll cover that.
Sounds good.